Hello, everyone, and welcome to Awaken to Happiness Now. Thank you so much for being here with us today. I'm so excited because Michaela Sheldon is here with us, and always so much fun, always so much wisdom, always high energy when Michaela's on. And I was just saying to Michaela, ooh, I'm feeling the energy already flowing because I'm like so hot. I'm not kidding. Like, I'm just like on fire. So the energy is definitely flowing. And so today, Michaela is going to be talking about operating within the field of potential, becoming a divine creator in the fifth dimension. And, you know, there's so much that we want to talk about and that Michaela and her guides want to share. But some of what they're going to share is going to be around how physical health and wave pattern information are related. And if you're wondering, what does that mean? Well, we're going to ask Michaela what that means exactly. And we're going to learn how to integrate and transform historic timelines that are affecting your current reality, how structurally you are receiving new communication and information, how to think beyond the construct of the physical structure for manifestation, how to function within a new collective energy grid for manifestation of pure health and abundance, how to be in the driver's seat of ascension, rising above the collective experience to create a new timeline for yourself and others, how to find neutrality in your timelines, creating the space to integrate them with your current reality, and why now, more than ever, accepting and honoring your gifts and collective assignment will assist your transition and the collective ascension. So there's a lot that we're going to talk about. And, you know, I'm excited because some of what we're going to talk about is about the physical, right? So what's happening in the physical, what's happening with new energies that are coming onto the planet now and in 2017 and what they all mean. And, you know, let's be honest. You know, some of us right now are experiencing a lot of challenges, you know, and I think some of those challenges may be physical, some are emotional, some are mental, but we're all experiencing something right now. And, you know, I want to talk about that because, like, what is this? What's going on? But it's a transition. We're all in a form of transition. And so we're going to talk to Michaela about what that means. So for those of you who don't know Michaela or who have never heard of Michaela on our show before, I'll just tell you a little bit about her. She is an intuitive channel and she's amazing. She serves as executive director of the Flower of Life Center, and she works closely with members and communities to evolve consciousness through many vehicles that promote positive growth and change. And Michaela was drawn to Flower of Life as a member on a quest for resources and support from like-minded individuals. And so many of us do that, right? We're looking for support and information and support from people who are going through the same thing as we are or have already gone through it and may have some answers for us. So she's a mother of two, and she became increasingly concerned about her children's health in regard to toxins in our food, air, water, and soil. And so, you know, this fueled her research into issues such as GMO foods, water fluoridation, chemtrails, and equally harmful practices. And at the same time, she became passionate about holistic health and well-being as a result of overcoming chronic pain in her own life through a combination of diet, exercise, spiritual practices, and Eastern medicine philosophies. So she was inspired by the Flower of Life's mission and goals and their similarity to her own, so she decided to volunteer her time to support the organization, eventually evolving into the executive director position. And, you know, she's so busy with the, you know, the Flower of Life, volunteering, doing her work with the organization, and at the same time, busy with clients and serving all of you with information about what's going on now. And she's, like I said, she's very intuitive, very psychic, and she's a channel who's able to connect with her spirit guides, teachers, ascended masters, and guardian angels, as well as those of others. And so Michaela is primarily clairaudient, and she's able to relay detailed angelic teachings about the soul's path and purpose that uplift and improve the quality of life for all of us. So she is like a trans channel a little bit, right? And so she's amazing at what she does, and she's channeled so many different beings, and I think more so now than she did even before when we had her on the show. So I'm so excited because, you know, with Michaela, there's always something new. It's never the same old, same old. It's always new information, new energies, new wisdom and activations and codes, you know, that you're going to hear about today that are new for her that she's now bringing in. So that adds to the experience of working with Michaela. So I could go on and on. So welcome, Michaela.
My goodness, thank you, Shefali. That made my day. That was amazing.
Good. Yeah. I mean, yeah, you are amazing. And the work that you do is really, it helps so many people. And it gives us clarity for sometimes when we're in this time of confusion and chaos and change, right? So it's like, what's going on? So I'm so glad you're here to help us out with that.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. You know, where do we even start with what's going on? You know, it's been such an incredible yet crazy year, hasn't it? Because
it has.
We started. Yeah. And, you know, I remember I was on the show, I think, earlier this year, we were talking a lot about the solar energies and some of the chaos that was going on in our personal lives at the singular level. And boy, have we had a shakeup, you know, and I noticed patterns, you know, I noticed patterns with my clients because I do so many clients each day. And When I begin to notice that everyone's having the same issues, right, mm-hmm. we know that we've got a collective energy going on here that's, you know, pretty powerful and something really big. So yeah, we've been through a lot this year at the collective level. But, you know, more and more as I'm channeling, I'm connecting the dots as to why this is happening and where we're going. So let's kind of pull this into the present moment with that question, because we could go back pretty far, you know, into where we started. But where we are now, you know, we started with some pretty intense solar energies this year that rocked our world, and Mother Earth has been shifting. So we've talked mm-hmm. about this a lot together, actually, about the way there's a new collective grid that's been installed, energetically installed within Mother Earth, and her grid lines have been moving and shifting. She's a living, breathing being. So we have grid lines too, right? We have meridians. Right. We have all of the same energetic tools and, you know, components that she has. And so imagine us being connected to her, and her such an incredibly powerful being going through something similar to us. You know, that's the way I envision this. And the transition that she just went through, we were feeling chaotic because she was finding her place. You know, mm-hmm. her resonance mm-hmm. has been shifting and raising and changing. So right now in this moment, and back several months, I'll just stop for a minute and go back several months. In my channels, I had started to bring some information forward about mid-November, which here we are. You know, how synchronistic is it that we scheduled the show today? Mid-November, there would be a leveling off of all of this chaos within her. So in other words, she's been finding a new frequency, a new resonance, and now that resonance is actually coming to a leveling off point. Well, as we look around in the collective, boy, we're seeing a lot going on at the collective level, right? I mean, here in mm-hmm. the States, we had a whole big upheaval here with the, you know, the political elections, and, you know, there's a lot going on with weather and all sorts of things, right? And what happened is a few different things. When Mother Earth found this leveling off point, we're actually shifting a timeline. So we've been very anchored in a singular dimension. We've heard a lot about the third versus the fifth, right? And we've been mm-hmm. moving and through that time walking both worlds. And I talk a lot about the splitting of the timelines. So this is truly the beginning of that part of our collective experience, where we are forming two collective forms of consciousness here on the planet. Those that are going to be anchored more in a third dimension, and those that are going to be moving into a more of a fifth dimensional energy. And it's really binding us together in a more collective way. Magnetics here have changed as well because of the planetary energies, meaning we are more magnetic beings than ever before. Hmm. So here we are. And what I've noticed from my clients in the last couple of weeks, and I kind of felt this too, so you tell me if this is something that resonates with you, but a lot of chaos going on in my life as well, but all of a sudden I came to this stillness, this stopping point mm-hmm. where I felt the energy get really odd. You know, it was almost like all that turbulent change, not that it's all resolved, but in me it feels a little bit more resolved. I feel more present with it. I know something new is coming, but yet mm-hmm. I don't really see it. And that's where my clients have been too. They've been telling me, you know, I'm here in this weird quiet space where nothing's going on. I want things to happen, but they're not happening, and I don't know what's coming next. And I think it's, I equate it to that train leaving the station. You know, it picks up speed and then it approaches the next station. It slows down and you kind of have that stillness there and before it picks up speed again. And that's where we're at. You know, the train's coming into the station here. And so when we talk about our structure, which I know we're going to get into more of the physical manifestations of this, but when the guides talk about structure, which is a pretty fancy word, all that truly means is the way that we energetically operate. And the way that we do that is we're connected to all things. We so forget this in our singular experience, right? We are omnipresent with the universe. We are collectively based beings. We always have been, right? Everything that we have been doing here in our singular experience has not only had an effect on us and all of those soul contracts that we're in and those timelines we're crossing with other people, but also our collective experience. You know, that's brewing together from every decision that we make.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, what this structure truly shows us is that in order to raise dimension, we have a new opportunity in this moment, right, at this station that we're at to choose where we go next, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's us standing at the ticket window saying, huh, well, this is where I want to go next, right, because I already visited that place that we were at before. And now I want to switch tracks and I want to go somewhere else. And our structure, it modifies itself to where we're heading next. You know, this is how we're beginning to manifest. But there certainly is a more collective anchor there, meaning we have to be, I believe, based on my channeled messages and what the guides have been talking about, more collectively focused now than ever.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a difficult kind of transition for us because we're used to manifesting for the self, right? We're used to being singular, you know, what's in it for me? Where am I going? Who am, you know, who's going to be there for me? What am I here to do? Well, we have to begin to look at this now as we fit into a collective energy in our unique imprint, our unique structure. And I've been working a lot with the Atlantean dolphins, which we're going to talk about in my special offer, but this is brand new for me, and I was so excited to bring them in for this mm-hmm. this package, this class. And they describe it like this. You know, when we think about the Atlanteans, they kind of went through our transition in reverse. They experienced both sides of it, being non-physical and going into a physical body and then going back from physical into non-physical. So they understand how that all works. And if you think about the dolphin energy and they're working in a collective space, there's a resonance that holds them all together, right? But they still are in singularity. They explore, they do their thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
They are physical beings, and everything that they do interacts in some way with that resonance. And we have to remember that that's who we now are. We've always been that way, but it's been difficult for us because of the density that we've been perceiving this through. But the way we manifest, all of the laws of manifestation, the universal laws, are shifting into this new dimension right along with us. So we have to understand all of that better to be able to operate in this. So people are getting pretty stuck, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We're walking both worlds, you know, standing at that station. Here we are going, wow, here I am. Okay, here I am. But where do I go next? What do I need to do? What do I need to know? And one of the most important things I think that I've learned and that the Atlanteans have been teaching in the courses I've been doing is never before has our collective history been so important. You know, we think that everything we're experiencing in our singular reality is something new that we've created, but you see, we can tie to everything. So that's galactic history, that's collective history, that's things that have happened here on this planet. And we are perceiving into that history and we're making it our own, right? We're running mm-hmm. archetypal patterns. We're running the past. You know, everything that you perceive into in your singular experience has some tie to that. It has to, right? So we think, well, geez, did I come here to suffer? I got to live through this terrible history. Well, of course not, because there's good stuff in there too. You
yeah,
know,
sure.
I mean, think
sure,
back
yeah.
to, right? What, I mean, the times when there were these beautiful technologies here and, you know, gosh, think about, you know, ancient Lemuria and the crystalline energies that amplified communication and technology and all these beautiful things. There was peace. There were peaceful times, you know. But we tend to pick the timelines sometimes through the way that we create that aren't serving us. And
mm-hmm.
So now we have to pay really close attention to those timelines because they have an effect on our physical experience more than ever before. So let me give you an example. Let's ground this. Let's make this a really grounded example. I had a client this past week who, her one question was, how do I quit smoking? I'm struggling with, I'm a smoker. I know it's bad for me. I need to release this, right? And we think we need to delve into that problem. You know, the first thing we do is we blame ourselves. We say, I'm a terrible person because I'm a smoker. And I must be dumb. I must be crazy that I can't kick this habit. So right there, you're not setting the energy for healing because the second you point the finger at yourself, healing can't take place. The first thing that you must know in this new collective energy is you have to have compassion. Compassion for yourself is compassion for the collective because your structure, that structure, that energetic structure we just talked about is tied into everything. Right? So if you're looking at yourself in the mirror and saying, I'm a bad person because I'm a smoker, I'm bad, I'm bad, I'm bad, I'm bad, you have an effect on our collective experience because the way in which you self-talk is the way in which that vibration emanates out into our collective experience. We're creators, right? Timelines are intersecting. So then we have to consider this timeline started somewhere, you know, and the guys went into past, right? In the past, she's had these types of addictions in the past. Well, what is an addiction? An addiction is a wave pattern. It is a repetitive waveform pattern. It's a timeline that you're repeating over and over and over again. It exists in a dimension, right? So every timeline we experience exists in a dimension. And we change timelines a lot, right? We don't think about this. We go from our office, you know, in our office, we're in one timeline. We step out that door, we go home, we're existing in another timeline. We walk into the grocery store, we're connecting with people in another timeline.
Robert,
we don't consider that, right? Every time we pick up a cigarette, we are repeating a timeline that's in a certain dimension. So the guides challenged this woman to truly look at this from the perspective of consciousness and a whole body approach. Because in order to kick a habit like this or to change a wave pattern, we have to bring in new patterns, right? We have to repattern ourselves. And the more we anchor into this collective energy, it gives us that new dimensional platform on which to build that new waveform from. So for example, some of the things they suggested to her were, step away a bit from the actual smoking habit, because we build consciousness, we create consciousness the more we attend to that consciousness. So picture an empty glass, and the empty glass is that smoking, and you want to quit. You think that every time that you try something new that fails or whatever it may be, that you're getting a little closer, but you're actually filling that glass full because the way that you blame yourself for it, the way that you delve in, the way that you're, you know, frustrated about it, you're in lack about it, you're filling that glass of consciousness. So you're actually fueling that wave pattern. You're creating it bigger. You know, we expand things through our attention. It doesn't matter if it's good or bad. You know, consciousness, energy knows no judgment, right? Source knows no judgment. We put the judgment on things, but our vibration goes there. So why not fill the glass of other things in your life that are higher vibrational, that are more serving, that are more collectively based, like your imprint, right? Like what you're here to do, like what fulfills you, right? What brings you to joy? Because that's going to repattern you into a new timeline. And what tends to happen is you raise your vibration so much that smoking, it doesn't equal who you are anymore. There's no effort required, right? It just, there's something that shifts in you that can't match that activity anymore because you're patterned differently. And that pattern doesn't fit. It's like a puzzle piece that you can keep turning and it doesn't fit. You know, and I equate this to, you know, for me, the more I was channeling, the more I was connecting, I couldn't eat meat anymore. I became a vegetarian, I became a vegan, and I'm not saying that's right or wrong. I'm actually a believer in listening to your body more than anything. But for me, that was a density or a pattern that was existing in my reality that I didn't say, I have to stop eating meat because it's bad for me. I didn't say, I need to be vegan because I want to be socially responsible. I just couldn't eat it anymore. It fell out of my life. There was no effort there that was made because it didn't exist in my world in the same way anymore. And that's where we're at in the moment. That's how quickly we can manifest change in our physical bodies and in our physical experience. Yeah, in this very moment.
Wow. Yeah, and that's the thing too right now is that we are manifesting what we're thinking about, right? We are creating our reality in every moment depending on what we're focusing on. So I think a lot of people are still focusing on the past or stuck in their past ways of thinking and being and their emotions, right? And they just can't move forward. They're stuck and they don't know where to go next, right?
Absolutely, and that truly is an example that's exactly the same as the example I brought forward of the smoking, right? And I had another client this past week who had actually been in a car accident several years back and had some very extreme physical results, you know, was struggling with some pain and things from this car accident. And the guides truly gave almost exactly the same advice, saying, you know, When you have pain or you have a manifestation in the physical body as a result of an accident and you can't overcome that, it's the same philosophy in that you're in a timeline that you have to raise the dimension on. Mm-hmm. And we do tend to be very attuned in to time because we arrived here with this linear timeline of past, present, and future, and we use that to organize our reality. But of course we know, you know, there truly is no time. Our soul, it is infinite and omnipresent with the universe. We go on and on and on. And what you are doing in this life, in this moment, you will carry it forward in other incarnations here and beyond. I have seen that in so many readings for people. And so when you hold on to the past, right? It's you holding on to a wave pattern or a timeline that has an effect on your physical body, right? You cannot heal something from a car accident that took place 2 years ago if you're still tuning into that timeline and bringing it into your experience. So what the guys recommend oftentimes when this is going on is, again, you know, I'm going to reiterate the first message. You truly have to understand the value of your energy because we fill up cups that we truly don't want to experience in our lives, right? Mm-hmm. So that car accident is a cup, you know? The result of that car accident is vibrational. And I truly believe that any manifestation in the physical body is vibrational.
Yeah.
And the more we fill that cup by going back to that car accident, going back in time, we're creating consciousness. There are pockets of consciousness that exist within our body, exist within our collective experience, and exist within our world. And we choose, you know, which ones we want to fill. And so I, you know, let's talk about the presidential elections here in the United States. I don't want to bring that up because it's been such a sore spot for so many people, even people outside of the country.
Mm-hmm.
But,
yep.
You know, let's take that for example. We had so many people that were against a certain candidate. And they were very angry about that. They were, you know, fighting against. And there is such a strong emotional vibration in the fighting against. So when you are fighting against something, you are filling the cup of that consciousness in the same way that you could be filling the cup of a candidate who you truly love or going outside of that political race altogether and creating something different or new in a world that you truly love, right? It really is, that energy is all the same. It's either growing consciousness that exists currently or it's creating something new. So if you stay in the mindset of creating something new, it's a very easy way to override these wave patterns, you know, to raise the dimension of these timelines. Instead of investing in them, and, you know, I'm not saying if you're treating something, you should, you know, st- stop your medication. Of course, listen to your doctor and listen more to your gut and mm-hmm. your intuition yeah. on that, because I truly believe that conversations with the body are so valuable, and this is a tool that the Atlanteans have been teaching. But there's information in that consciousness, and that information can go with you, right? That car accident, it happened for a purpose. See, I don't believe there's anything random in the universe. You know, we have a divine record, we have a vibrational record, and that record is triggered by certain planetary alignments, and we have an experience. And sometimes that experience isn't nice. You know, we don't really enjoy it, but it doesn't mean we have to grow it bigger, right? It doesn't mean we have to repeat it. And this is the biggest problem I see moving into this next phase. And let me just talk about that for a minute so we can weave these two conversations together with the physical body, because we have been transmuting timelines at the singular level for a very long time. And mm-hmm. that's history, right? History within us, you know, those yeah. timelines of smoking go beyond, right? What we're talking about galactic history here. Well, now what's happened in this timeline shift with this new grid and what's happened within Mother Earth is we're going to start seeing the karma more needing to be healed at the collective level. That's where our focus is turning. And the guys have been saying that the next 2 years, there's going to be a lot more focus or struggle in the physical body. And I don't say that to put everyone in fear, because I don't think that it is that big a deal. To be honest, I think it's completely overcomable when we understand what's actually going on. Because at the collective level, we're going to see a shakeup. We have mm-hmm. to, right? So that train at the station is not just us. That train at the station is the Earth, you know? And you see it, right? When we look at our collective experience in our governments, you know, in our monetary system, in our medical system, all of these things, these learning institutions, all these things that we've developed, they're kind of on shaky ground, right? Yeah. We've seen the flaws. And now we're sitting here looking at the menu going, what are we going to choose? Are we going to choose these things the way they have been, or do we want to create them differently? So there's a process that happens. You know, there's a space between that. There's a time lag, right? The Atlanteans say that time and space, that time and space reality between energy and physical, it's a real thing. And there's been a lag time there. We know that when we have a manifestation in the physical body, we have some pretty strong energy we are putting out into a form of consciousness to allow that to take place. Well, same thing on our planet, right? These things, they're going to have to crumble. They're going to have to struggle. They're going to have to fail. And Shefali, when I first started channeling, before I even told anyone I was channeling, when I was sitting in my closet, you know, hiding mm-hmm. this from people, I was told there would be a time on the planet when people would not see with their eyes what they wished to experience in their heart, mm-hmm. and they would lose hope. And I think that's where we are. I see people losing hope, you know, looking into the collective and saying, all this work we've done, and it's still the same. But what I truly feel and what I've been told is that we are exactly, right, exactly on the right path. You know, this is exactly where we're meant to be. Mm-hmm. This space we're in is the time. You know, we get to choose. We get to create differently. We get to use these new magnetics that we have and this new structure that we have to not only harness that energy for our own singular experience, but also heal what's going on here on the planet. And I think we are so powerful and so aligned to be able to do that right mm-hmm. now, right now.
Yeah, and that's very empowering, and that's very inspiring for all of us to hear, because we, you know, most of us, we want to make a difference in the world. We want to see things getting better and, you know, doing our part, whatever that part happens to be, right? And, mm-hmm. you know, I just had that revelation today or this week myself, like, okay, you know, things are shifting and changing. How do I want to be of service? You know, how do I want to be of greater service? And so it's interesting how, you know, we're talking about all of this, and it really is about coming back to the truth of who we are and what we would like to do to serve, not for us, but for the collective, for all of humanity, right?
Absolutely,
and we're included in that.
And I want to add to that, because I do think we're in a time where we all have that calling, and I believe that we came with this divine imprint, and this divine imprint, it is vibrational. So mm-hmm. it's not something that's so concrete. And this is where people get really stuck and resistant. And I think it blocks them from manifesting is they believe there's one thing that they're here to do in the world that's very specific. And for the sake of all trying, they can't figure it out. And, mm-hmm. and they're frustrated and they're in lack. But what I know, what I've experienced and what I've been told is that our vibration is always changing. You know, we're vibrational beings, so we can't always be the same. And if that's the case, and our record and our imprint is vibrational, we're always going to be receiving the calling, right? The calling from the universe, the calling from our soul as to what we're here to do, and that calling has to change. It's always going to be modifying and shifting. So you truly need to be open to the way that that's going to show up in your life and the way it has to show up in your life in order to mm-hmm. do your work. But in addition to that, becoming more focused on that shouldn't mean this whole vibrational block we just talked about, because mm-hmm. what I see also is people coming to me saying, I want to serve, I'm here to serve, but I can't figure it out, or they're serving and they're miserable because they're not living at their fulfilled highest potential. And what the guys always, always say is that our imprint, it is equal to our highest joy. It is equal to our personal fulfillment. We wouldn't have come with it if we weren't going to have this beautiful experience. So the first step to that, and I think it's a beautiful time right now to take that step, is to truly invest in yourself. And those of us who are light workers, we know we get so focused on service. We get so mm-hmm. focused on the collective. And I think that we often miss the boat there sometimes, because this structure that I talked about that's so interconnected with all things, and I use this example a lot, you know, the guys will bring up just cataclysmic things on the planet that we need to heal, like Fukushima, for example, mm-hmm. you know. Why did that happen? Why is that there? And how can we clean it up? Well, it's a part of us. You know, that's coming from inside of us. You know, when you think about that we're creating something like that energetically, that means energetically we can clean that up. We don't need to know. We don't need to know where the technology comes from. We just need to have compassion for ourselves. We need to love ourselves. We need to be fulfilled in our own experience. And that bleeds over into our imprint. Right? That bleeds over into Fukushima, and then the technologies show up, and then, mm-hmm. you know, we have peace on Earth. We have this new rebirthed Mother Earth that we want to all experience. So what is important for manifestation right now isn't so much that you fully know what that imprint is. And the guys made it really beautiful the other day for a client of mine, actually. They said, we want you to think really big, but mm-hmm. begin taking small steps towards that vision, right? Because we get really caught up. We get really caught up and that's how we get into the mind. We say, wow, you know, got this big dream. I've got this big plan. You know, I don't have the resources. I don't have the money. There are so many things that you can do energetically. When you align energetically with that plan in a small way, it brings big things into your life, because that's how we raise dimension, right? Going back to the original example, that's how we raise our dimension. We tie into those things. We become collectively visioned. And now is the time to create that, because they have been talking a lot about, visioning into that structure right now. And I love the beautiful analogy. I've been talking about this a lot. The guides have been presented for each person, but I'd like to use the brick analogy. You know, in the third dimension, we had this platform, this foundation we stood on, and the bricks were all these various things. They were our relationships, the job, you know, the mission, you know, all these things that we had. And the mortar between those bricks was our vibration. That was the dimension mm-hmm. we existed in. Mm-hmm. And what's happened is that mortar is now crumbled, because we're vibrating differently. We couldn't have kept that structure together. And so these bricks are all floating out, you know, and we get to bring them with us. We put them all in a bag. We carry them up to the next dimension. And And our vibration, that mortar now changes, and we get to reassemble them the way we want. You know, we add new ones, we change, you know, the relationship, the way that we were doing our work changes. And we're in that space right now. So it's really important to maintain a collective focus that keeps you vibrating in that dimension, number one. Mm-hmm. And people say, well, how do I do that? There's so much junk going on that, yeah. Right? How do I do that? And so the teaching becomes there's a difference between awareness and perception. Mm-hmm. We have to be aware. You know, we've awakened ourselves for a purpose. We're not going to shut that down now. You know, we've awakened our consciousness so we can truly see. And the things we see are not nice, but we need to be aware of them. But perception is different. You know, perception is how we create, and our sovereignty and our free will exists in that perception, in that energy. So when we perceive into a situation, we get to choose, right? Mm-hmm. Yes, this happened, and yes, you know, this wasn't the way I expected it to happen, and yes, I wish for better, right? But mm-hmm. now we take that and we fill the cup through our awareness of something that we don't want to experience anymore. So we have to stay really neutral, and we have to watch that fine line of awareness versus perception. How are we perceiving into what we want to experience, right? Bring more of that into our lives. Balance your awareness. This is what I see a lot with people is they really have a knack for tuning into all the bad stuff and talking that up more. And all of a sudden they're experiencing it in their lives, you know, mm-hmm. the things that they see on the news or whatever it may be. And they think that it's real because now it's happened to them. Well, what I believe is when we are aware of something and we perceive into an outcome, we create. We have mm-hmm. so many timelines running that we get to choose from. And this is that field of potential that we're talking about, right? Our field of potential as singular beings has so much in it. You know, we've created so much there. And is there war? Yes. There sure is a war because we've got all that history within us. We've created wars, right?
Right.
Is there peace? Absolutely, mm-hmm. there's peace. So what do you choose to use that perception, that energy, that tool to gauge into, you know, to accept in your life, to magnetize in your life? And we know the more that we have those experiences at our singular level, they multiply into the collective. And so this is what we're working with right now. It's a slippery slope, you know. It's almost like a tightrope, and it's not easy. I'm not saying it's easy.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we have to be aware of the sides of it.
And that's the thing. There's so much for us to be aware of, and it's the matter of choosing. And so then, you know, my head, my mind always goes to, okay, but I want to choose right now. You know, like I want to choose properly. I don't want to make the wrong choice, right? And I know there's
right.
no wrong choice.
Well, yeah, and that's what I was going to say, because that's, you know, I've visited that so many times in session and in live channel sessions. We can choose through our free will to exist on a timeline that we're rerunning, like that smoking timeline over and over mm-hmm. and again. Is that a mistake? I mean, not necessarily, because yeah. it's giving
it's
us an experience,
yeah.
right? And it's giving mm-hmm. us an experience. And that experience has value, right? It's something that we're here to evolve through and from. You know, I think every choice that we make, it gives us the experience we need to have in order to move our energy in the way that it's meant to move. And, you know, do we have people that are replaying timelines? Yes. And as a matter of fact, with this splitting of consciousness that the guys have been talking about between the third and the fifth dimensions, they've actually said a new form of transition will be forming here on the planet. And, you know, those in the third dimension, they truly are going to be coming back, you know, or they actually said there'd be a lot more soul walk-ins coming in to help people to get past these timelines, because their perception is going to be quite different. You know, back to the example, when you perceive into something and you create it and all of a sudden you experience it in your life and you've got all this stuff going on in the collective, and you don't have the ability to see it differently, you can imagine, right? Your life could be pretty miserable.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And, right, and that's not where we want to be.
No.
We've been there already. We've experienced that already.
So what can we do now? Because we are creators, we are creator beings, and we can choose, and we are choosing all the time, but how can we choose more consciously to be on a timeline that we'd like and would like to experience and is filled with more ease, especially around this time when I know right now we're going through some physical challenges, emotional challenges, that transition is still happening.
Right. Well, the first thing that the guides bring in about that question right off the bat is the emotional body. And mm-hmm. we know that we manifest through our emotional body. That's our primary vibrational tool. And we think our thoughts do that, you know, and our thoughts do create. But what they say is that the thoughts that evoke the most emotion in you are the ones that you truly need to pay attention to, because mm-hmm. those are the ones that are showing you the creator that you are. So if you're very much in tune with your emotional response to what you are creating, you'll feel it, right? I mean, mm-hmm. if you truly are feeling defeated, if you're feeling fear right now in the collective, you know, if you're experiencing that in some way, it's time to take inventory of the way that you're perceiving your reality. And it becomes a very, interesting balance mm-hmm. between existing here and bringing in the higher self that knows how to perceive where you truly exist. Because we are more than what we think of in this yes. physical bodysuit, right? Mm-hmm. And if you knew all of the information that was around you, all of the beings that were around you in support, you would begin to cry. I mean, mm-hmm. some of the activations that the Atlanteans have brought in for omnipresence have been incredibly powerful in these courses. And it's almost like realizing that our access is so much easier. And we've been so focused in the singular that we need to raise our heads and we need to begin to look at what is truly available. So my first advice to you would be, if you're finding that you're having a difficult time launching outside of a timeline that's not serving you, or, you know, having something happen in your life repeatedly that's not good, try to first come to peace with where you are in the moment. I think that mm-hmm. present moment awareness is so important, because when we have these timelines that are replaying, we know we're either in the past or in the future. Mm-hmm. And we're creating them again and again, because you can't repeat a timeline and be in the present moment. You just, right? You're that smoking timeline, when you're doing it, you're either proceeding into the next cigarette or you're existing in the timeline that created it. So if you can really try to come up with a practice for being okay in this moment where you are. And that was one of the things that was told to this woman who was struggling with smoking is, you know, right now, can you be okay? Can you forgive yourself for being the smoker that you are, and just enjoy that you're a smoker in the moment, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're going to do something, find the joy in that, even though you yeah. know maybe it's not the best for you, because that sense of compassion for yourself, like I mentioned earlier, it really has to be there in order for healing to start. But then really tune in to your emotional body. We're still working with that energetic space that, even though manifestation is shifting here, that energetic body, the emotional body, is so important. It is like our navigation system. When we're feeling those strong emotions around thought, it's time to catch ourselves, right? When we're looking at the presidential candidacy or whatever, you know, experience you're having in the collective right now, and it's bringing you to fear or defeat, you have to tune into that moment and stop yourself. You know, this wave pattern form, it really is about interrupting the pattern and creating something new. So I always suggest, just because the guys reiterate this constantly, the more you bring into your life that's new, exciting, mm-hmm. you shake your energy up, right? Because when you're repeating a pattern, it's stagnant energy. You're not moving. And the Palladians always say this. They always say that, you know, humans hate change. That's their biggest problem. And it's true, right? We've had so much change lately, you know, that it's the change here has been the basis for how we're moving into a new operating structure. But we've had so much resistance around that change that we truly have to step outside of that and bring the higher self in as the observer. And the more you can become the observer of your life, mm-hmm. the observer of your emotional response, right, your reactions, your perceptions of what's happening in your current reality, the more you break those patterns, right? The guides call that neutrality. You know, when we become the observer, there's no right or wrong. You know, we have compassion for ourselves and our current experience and our human experience, you know, that we came to serve. And when we begin to really evaluate and see it through different eyes, when you do that, you can't help but break these patterns and mm-hmm. raise your dimension.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Absolutely. And you know, and that's the thing, it's about, you know, really accepting where we're at right now, having compassion for where we are, and at the same time, you know, wanting to create something new even, you know, just creating something new, doing something fun, doing something exciting. It shifts your energy, it shifts your vibration, it shifts your patterns, so that more energies can come in, or they can come in more clearly. Because I think somewhere you said this, or we talked about this, how right now there's so much information that's coming through all of us and in our new structures. Is it possible that right we're not quite getting it because we're still stuck in the old patterns? We're not focusing on where we are right now. We're focusing on the past mm-hmm. or the future. And so we're not getting this new information and these new energy patterns that are coming in right now. Is that possible?
Yeah, well, I think that we have to give ourselves a little break, and this is a strong message that came through for me this week. So let's go back to what's been happening with the Earth, because all these vibrational changes within the Earth have been very significant, and they have vibrationally changed us. So beyond all this stuff we've been dealing with the relationships and, you know, our mission changing and all these things, we've truly been restructuring at the physical level. And I know a lot of people have had a difficult ride with that. You know, we've had people that have had sleep interruptions. That's been one mm-hmm. of the biggest ones that I've heard, you know, waking up in the middle of the night, unable to sleep. There's been a lot of illness that's been coming back, things that we thought we kicked in the physical body that came back again. It really was a part of this transition. And the guys actually in my own meditation said, you know, could you give yourself a break? You know, you've really gone through a lot here in the energy body outside mm-hmm. of all of these mm-hmm. things that have happened. And it's true. I think that this place that we're in, this train station, it's a place of integration. And if you can look at it and accept it that way and take a breath, mm-hmm. I'm not sure that and I've been telling this to a lot of people in my sessions, and it's been coming through in my live sessions. It's really not a time of action right now. I think that everyone's going to know it, because here we are mid-November. We just ended up leveling off here at the planetary energy. And there's a lag time. We have to adjust, right? Our physical bodies now are adjusting. I've noticed with me a brand new presence in my physical experience, but I'm also resting more peacefully all of a sudden, you know, and I'm allowing all of that stuff to integrate. You know, there was a lot of things that happened, a lot of lessons that were learned, and we want to do so much. We so want to do, and sometimes we have to recover. You know, we have these ebbs and flows in our experience, and I truly think that now is a time of integration and rest to prepare us for what's coming next. And I feel personally, based on what I've been receiving, is that 2017, as we enter into that year, we're going to feel things picking up more in our singular experience. All of this work that we've done is going to start to pay off. All of this transition that we went through. Communication is a huge part of it, Shefali. We are communicating, or have the ability to communicate more than ever with the universe. And I've noticed a lot of people coming to me with, you know, I'm getting the muffled messages, or having very intense dreams and then coming through and not being able to remember what the dreams were about, you know, and that's just a sign of the way that our light body is now activated to travel and interconnect. And we bring all that back with us and we don't have to worry about it. You know, it's all there. Mm-hmm. We, as omnipresent beings, we are always bringing this information into ourselves vibrationally. So I think we're going to notice as we go forward that we're going to be receiving more information and it's going to show up differently for everybody. But that's a mm-hmm. big change too. You know, that's a big change too. So integration is truly the key, and that takes rest. You know, I've been getting a lot of water for people, a lot of rest, mm-hmm. you know, allow yourself the space, but make no mistake, it's a good time to create vibrationally, you know, the way we've been talking about perceiving into what, you know, what location you want to buy that ticket for next. Right. And think really big, you know, what does that look like? Place your intention collectively. You know, we're used to manifesting for the car and for the relationship and for all these things, but they didn't really fit together. You know, there's a more cohesive type of collective manifestation coming in now, and it comes to support our imprint. So, yes, we can have the car, and I believe that we're supposed to be financially abundant, even though perhaps that financial structure is going to change. You know, I believe that we're meant to have that relationship, but they all come in support of who you truly are and what your imprint here is, and that matches your highest joy. You know, become really intentional. In the lessons from the Atlanteans, they talk about the definition of a true desire, mm-hmm. and we think of the word desire, you know, I desire, you know, some really nice clothes. I desire the relationship. Well, when you're desiring something that you don't have, it is actually a lack vibration, mm-hmm. right? You're in lack in the way that you've been taught to express a desire. But that's not what desire truly is. Desire is something already within you. It's something you already have that you want to amplify here. You know, think about what truly brings you to joy. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be something right now that's healing. You know, let's take that out of the picture. Whatever it is, serve that more. Do mm-hmm. that more. Place that desire into your creative water glass, you know, and mm-hmm. buy the ticket there, because that's the way that we move into this next space.
Nice. Yeah, I like that. You know, and that really is about really enjoying life, you know, at this level as well, right? Enjoying life, having fun, feeling light and expansive and joyful. And the more that we can do that and really feel it, I think everything else starts to fall into place. I think we start to receive those messages and those insights, and then we can take those inspired actions to create something new and different because we're in this expanded, different vibration, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, no question. You know, the other thing that I've come to realize is that our soul work is definitely tied in with our imprint. And we just had our Awaken Empowered Expo through Flower of Life, and I had this incredible opportunity. If you're familiar with Barbara Lamb, she's a beautiful, beautiful hypnotherapist. I got to do a session with her over that weekend. And I have been frustrated about some projects that I have going on that aren't coming to fruition, you know, namely, I've been channeling this beautiful work, this beautiful book, and I just want it to come faster. And I asked all of the beings that stepped in, I said, you know, why is it that this book is not finished yet? And why can't I not, you know, get it out to the collective? And they explained to me that our soul evolution is tied in with the expression of our imprint in the world. And like that ebb and flow that we were talking about, we have to go through periods of time because we agreed to be human to work at that soul level. And it's almost like leveling us up to receive more, right? So in other words, the book's already written. It's all inside of me. But the more I level up and I work at my soul I receive more of it. It comes through me in multitude. And and I truly believe that is the ticket. You know, we're searching for all of this information, but it's already within us. If we just were to serve ourselves more, be compassionate, anchor in what we truly desire, and spend some time and focus on that, it would all come to us in exactly the divine time, you know? And you think about that, right? That's how easy is that?
Right? Yeah. And it can be that easy, right? And it's just for us to focus on that instead of all the other distractions that we have going on, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we're still going to have those distractions. You know, we're walking two worlds and, you know, hey, you know, I'm a single mom. I've got kids. I've got to pay the bills. I've got to do the laundry, you know, but that doesn't mean I can't still operate in a fifth dimensional reality. And, you know, these things that we're struggling with, especially the financial system, which is a big one, you know, we can perceive into that differently so that we shift it in our own lives, because that's how we change it in the collective. You know, this monetary system that we hate, that we feel is evil and taking away our freedom and our sovereignty, we change that not because we make a big collective decision to abolish it. We change it because we change it within ourselves. So we have to be very neutral. We have to perceive into what that brings into our experience without any, you know, without any negative connotations, right? It becomes your intention. Your intention is the most powerful tool you have. So if you're intentional in serving the collective and you're intentional in serving yourself, the things that you receive, they fall in line with that intention and they radiate into the collective, changing what we have in front of us today.
Absolutely. Beautiful. Thank you. Wow. So much, so much information and wisdom. And, you know, the thing is, it's like, it's so relevant right now for all of us, you know, that because we're all going through this transition and this change. And these are all things that we need to do on a just a regular basis. I'm just loving it. So lots of questions and lots of people with their hands raised. So I don't know, Michaela, did you want to take some questions first? Or do you want to talk about your special offer first? How do you want to proceed?
It's completely up to you, whatever you feel like would be best.
Okay, well, let's talk about the special offer because we're at the top of the hour. And then we'll take some live caller questions and some questions from the Q&A. So for all of you, for those of you who are on the live page, you can just click on special offer. And for those of you on the phone, you can go to awakentohappinessnow.com/Michaela11. And I'm just going to click on it as well. And so this time, Michaela has the Lightworker Inner Circle 4 program, Attuning the Physical Body for Collective Energies. And we have Package A and Package B. And it's slightly different format than what we've had before. So, Michaela, do you want to talk about the program?
Sure. Yeah, I'm really excited about this program. And those of you who have done my Lightworker classes before know that they are a series of channeled videos, and this one was just recently filmed, so it's brand new. And I had the Atlantean Collective come in. So what will happen is, you know, I'll just get the download that I know there's a new class coming or there's information coming, and this one came at exactly the right time, and the Atlanteans came in, and they truly are focusing on the physical body because, as we talked about, we have all this wave pattern information that's historic that's now coming in the collective. And these are very thick cords that we have to deal with. And so if we're still operating in those dimensions where that pain, disease exists, it's time to truly look at it differently because we had kicked a lot of this stuff in a different dimension, which was very physical. You know, a lot of us used physical means to solve these physical body problems. And the energy of them is still there, right? So it's now time to look at the energetic side. And so this is a six video course. I think it's over 8-9 hours of channeled material where the Atlanteans talk a lot about their history, but also bring in some incredible information, activations, meditations for you to practice to help you prepare for the release of these karmic cords, help you clear them. These are cords that are related to dimensional wars, you know, things that happen here on the planet, but then they truly tune into your singular experience. There's a lot of conversation around how to integrate your communication with the physical body and that time-space reality between the light body and our physical manifestation, how to make that smaller. In other words, how to have more instantaneous manifestations in your physical health and your physical experience. And what's really cool about this, Shefali, is I've never brought in graphic codes before, ever. And they brought them into this course. So each video class has a corresponding graphic designed code that is discussed and envisioned in the process that's given. And so I'm graphically designing those. The first one is on your page, your delivery page. The rest of them should be there by the end of the week. But the information in the channel course goes right along with it. And so that also combines with my private Facebook group. And I love this, because in the private Facebook group, it's almost like there's so much collective support going on for people in the program. You can pop in, you can ask your question, and I can come in and have a channeled answer for you. But just to see people even sharing the experiences they're having in the course has been such a gift, because people are having some amazing, amazing experiences with this course. So that goes along with the package as well, Package A. Mm-hmm. And then Package B, I've added my 30-minute private session. So this is going to be all directed at you if you've never done a session with me before. I'm a trans channel, a trans and conscious channel, but mostly trans in session, and we bring in your guides, your teachers, your masters, and this is 30 minutes of downloaded information all about you. I believe I'm here on the planet. My area of specialty is to truly uncover that vibrational imprint and activate it within you, and that's exactly where the guides will go. But of course, we can focus on any topic, and you can ask questions there as well. Also, in that second package, I've included a 2-hour live webcast, and I'm going to do this in January. And I've been guided to do this webcast on this whole topic we've been talking about, this foundation, building the foundation, right? As we launch into 2017, how do we put those bricks together, right? What do we want to do? How do we do that solidly walking into that new dimension with a new platform? So the guides are going to bring in a lot of processes, messages about that, and then I'll be taking Q&A live on the call.
Perfect. Yes, absolutely. So, you know, and did you, I'm not sure if I heard you mention this or not, Michaela, but did you mention about the light codes and activations as well?
Yes, that's a huge part of the class. So the graphic light codes and the activations are really huge. So in each class, the guys will come in and they will do a process or an activation. And they're very powerful. They're probably the most powerful I've ever received in any of my courses. And you go through that with them. You know, there's teachings that come through, but the vibrational practices and the codes that are given are having a very dramatic effect on the physical body and your non-physical energy. And those are present in every course. Yeah.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, so, you know, it's a lot of, it's content, it's wisdom, it's also the light codes and the graphic codes as well, and the activations and processes during each of the calls. And then, of course, you know, the private Facebook group where you can interact with Michaela and everybody else in the group for that collective support, which I think is so important right now. You know, and that's part of moving forward into this new time where, you know, to being able to receive support from everyone and everything and the whole universe, you know, where instead of just limiting ourselves to, you know, one or two people, right? So being able to receive that support. So that'll be really vital and key too. thank you. So that is available at awakentohappinessnow.com/Michaela11. Just seeing if there was something else I wanted to talk about that. No, that looks really good. And, it's interesting because I love the videos because the energies I find is even stronger through video, than it is just through audio. there's a greater interaction, you know, even though I'm watching, but there's a greater interaction vibrationally with the video, right?
Yeah, I think so too. I totally agree, because what I've noticed, it's kind of funny, you know, I know my material, sometimes it can be very higher vibrational and higher consciousness. And so when I first did the course, I had some people tell me that they were actually falling asleep during the course. And I never take that personal, but they were, you know, during the activations and meditations, they were finding it hard to actually stay in their body. But they come through, and they have amazing revelations and downloads. Some have had, you know, dream state things happen, you know, activating the body, activating information in them that they needed to know. It's been a lot of past work, I'll say, even me, you know, because I'm taking the course right along with everybody, even though I'm channeling it, I'm integrating the information. And I actually had a really incredible release of my own past history just come right into my awareness after a course one night, and brought me to tears. It was just being the observer of that. It was incredible. So yes, I would say that this course in particular, there's a lot of intense and powerful vibrational codes and activations coming through. And it's most certainly present in the video. And yeah, more powerful, more powerful. Yeah.
Beautiful. Yeah. Thank you. All right. So I think we are ready to take some questions. All right. Yeah, there's a lot of people with their hands raised and questions on the Q&A. So we're going to try and, you know, go back and forth. We're going to try and go back and forth. So we're going to go first to the phone lines, phone number ending in 1391, 1391. Hello.
Yes. Hi. Hello. Hi, Shefali. Hi, Michaela.
Hi,
my name is Lima. Hi.
Hi, Lima.
Nice. Yes. Hi. I just want to, maybe Michaela can see something, some information where I'm going to, because I kind of a little bit unsure what's going on in my life right now.
Okay. So I definitely see that you're at a crossroads. There's no mistake, you know, and this happens oftentimes when we have an ascension code. That's what they show me. So actually Archangel Gabriel is the one that steps in for you. So I'm pleased to invite him into this transmission with us. And Michael as well. You connect with Archangel Michael as well. These are two that often come in for me, for people that are walking transitions. And what they show me in front of you is a couple of different areas to go. And sometimes we're making a decision in our life where it really is reminiscent of everything that we've been talking about. So we have this timeline we've been rerunning, and we're ready to raise it. You know, we've raised our dimension. We're vibrating differently, but we don't exactly want to experience it again, yet at the same time, the potential exists there. So I want you to be really careful about some of the choices you have in front of you, because what they show me is it can be really easy to step back onto that same timeline again. But for you, what I most see, I don't know if you're working in the healing arts, but you've certainly done that in many past lives here on the planet. But in particular, I see some energy around the heart on you, and very strong energetic resonance of the heart. So are you working in the healing arts? Are you an energetic healer of some kind? Like Reiki healer?
I'm a massage therapist.
Okay. Because I don't know if you noticed this, but it varies. Sometimes the guys, they'll give a message, or sometimes they'll vision it to me, and I just see it so clearly for you. You know, you do work with a higher vibrational consciousness, and I think you have the ability to feel that in the heart. And they show it to me coming through your body, through your hands, and my arms light up. But I don't think you need the hands so much. You know, sometimes we've relied on that in the singular world to express, right, this energy in the way that we were here to serve. And the Arcturians actually come in for you as well, and they talk a little bit about your imprint, showing me that you have some strong DNA genetic connection to them, and they are here on the planet in this time to help the human consciousness transition in the physical body, but also help to understand their structure better and become self-healers. So a lot of us have been holding space, you know, we've been working with energy, and you receive a lot too. I see that. You know, are you aware of that, that you receive a lot from the physical body of the client that maybe you're working on?
Yeah, sometimes I feel a lot, which is not mine.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I see it goes both ways, right? It comes through you to interpret, but it comes back. And so what I want to make you aware of in your imprint is that you truly have the ability to take this information in from another and transform it. You know, it's like sending it back. So when you're manipulating the body and you're working on the body, there's a lot of information there. And that information can be all different types. You know, it can be history. It can be density, right? It can be stuff that we've created. It can be our identity and resistance. And I feel like there's three areas that you truly have the ability to resolve in other people. It has a lot to do with the way that they've, and those are the three areas they brought to me right there. You know, it's the identity, it's the history, and it's information we're holding in resistance. And you have the ability to bring it in and almost transform it and give it back in a way that it's more available. And that's what's really beautiful about you is you allow people to accept that information and see it differently. So sometimes when our physical body is manipulated in that way and it might feel better, we are actually more aware of our experience because there was something there, some information there that was blocked that needed us to recognize it in the way that it moves our energy differently. So this timeline I see in front of you, I truly think it is an opportunity for you to do things the same or do things different. And you might be guided towards some type of information, or it's almost like a transition with a healer, or maybe a, I want to call it a guide for you, a guide in human form, who's showing you the way. And I don't know if you've been drawn to any special training or teaching lately, but we're magnetizing that stuff a lot right now. Michael says it really is the way that we're functioning through this Earth transition is we're beginning to receive support around us in people, places, things, you know, the things that we need to see in ourselves. So be very aware of that. But truly what I see for you is, you know, we know we have infinite potential here, right? We can choose whatever timeline we want. But I think you'd be better served to go in that direction to really explore what is it you're feeling, what is it you're sensing in the body, the way that it especially comes through your heart, because you're working with a consciousness. And I believe that consciousness to be a consciousness of master beings, not just one, but many that they show me. Has the ability to assist you in the work that you're doing. So delving into that more allows you to walk in the right direction on your path. And see, it's already there. You know, when you ask the question, where am I supposed to go? Where do I need to go? The timelines already exist, right? It becomes the way that you accept who you are differently than what you have accepted before that allows that path to emerge. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yes, it does. It does.
Okay.
I think it will be more revealed on my path.
Right. And, you know, that's where we are right now. You know, we have to believe in the unseen because we are truly in that time space reality where we're manifesting that scene in this moment. So I've seen this path for others as well. You know, we have opportunities to do things the same way or do them differently. So if you're so moved to express that form of healing or that art of healing, even delving into it in some class or reading about it or, you know, testing it out on someone, that truly becomes that new wave pattern we've been thinking about or talking about, and allowing that to take you on the journey, right? Mm-hmm. Because it's already there. All the information is already there. Now you get to activate it within yourself to allow that path to emerge.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Right. Wonderful. Thank you,
Lena. You're welcome.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Hi. And, you know, and that's what's, it's so interesting that, what was so interesting with Lena, you know, when she first got on, her question was so vague. It's like you could go anywhere. But you really were able to tune in to that. And it was like, it was amazing how you could see her, you know, potential of how she can move forward in a different way that may be better aligned for her, you know? It was like, that was amazing. That was great. Thank you.
Thank you. You know, and that's a common thing right now. We've perceived our assignments, I'll call them, in a very singular density. So we've chosen things that have been equal to that, right? And now we have this whole new dimension, this whole new, you know, platform open to us. So we get to choose bigger now. We get to integrate all those parts of ourselves. And I see it so many times in readings. The guides will come in and so beautifully identify all of these things that people have done, what they love, what they've noticed about themselves, and they'll weave it into this incredible message that mm-hmm. is the activation of their imprint, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Beautiful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I have a question on the Q&A from Vanessa in Canada, and she's saying, I truly believe that we can create everything, but there is a part of me that remains indifferent and dead inside. How do I rekindle my heart and bring to life the part that was numbed?
I bring Jeremiah in for this question. I'm very pleased to bring him in. He's a collective consciousness. And we wish to speak to this because we feel that there are many on the planet who are feeling in the same way, that they are unfulfilled and they are disconnected from source, because this is truly the energy that you are within when you do not have creative energy running through you in a desire to match who you are. You've become in some way separate from the source energy around you or the frequencies around you. So we recommend always to first understand that the way in which you accept consciousness into your world becomes the basis for the way consciousness connects with you or through you. And as a singular being, one that has disassociated themselves from others and source, it becomes quite difficult to feel that support. But when you recognize the resources that you have around you in all forms, that support, that energetic vibrational support, is what lifts your creative energy and brings it to the surface. So we'll talk about some very grounded examples of what those things are, because we often direct people solely to nature, knowing that in nature, all balance of source energy resides. There's multidimensional frequencies within nature that can activate within you the things that are missing. And often we find that when there is this this feeling of disconnection, there is a lack of nourishment that can come directly from nature. So we would first say, in a very grounded sense, to pay very close attention to the way that you bring consciousness in the forms of food and connection to nature into your reality. And that can be experiencing nature. That can be making sure that everything in your reality is equal to the purest form of nature, because when you vibrate with nature, you vibrate with source. Beyond that, what we would say is that the magnetics within you are always bringing you exactly the experience that you so vibrate with. And paying close attention to the emotional body and understanding that it can navigate you into a new vibration. This vibration that you have in the present moment, we call it equal to wave pattern in all forms in relationship to your identity, right? And the identity is a very big part of you. It isn't formed just from one thing. When we look at the identity, what we realize is that we started here, we incarnated here as a young child, and as a young child, we were given programs, we were taught things, we had experiences that we perceived as good or bad or one way or another, and all of those things have made up our identity. And what we begin to realize is that our identity in any moment can be shifted. It truly is within your free will and within your experience to connect to source and accept a new identity. It becomes a slower process when you are focused at your singular level. Mm-hmm. So the observation of what it is that you most desire and the connection of that desire truly fulfills the lack mentality that you relate to in response to what we see as an identity that is not equal to truth. In other words, the more that you connect with joy, the more that you take simple and small steps within your reality to feel that joy, to become that joy, the more your identity resonates in relationship to source, which is your truth. And that vibration, that identity, it isn't served from the past. It is always changing in the moment. You just bring the past with you. That becomes a part of that experience. So the more that you can focus in the present moment, or even the more that you can tune into the future and plan some things into your world that hold that vibration, that anticipate that vibration in you, mm-hmm. the more that you can bring your creative energy to the surface. You have to move energy in order for it to flow. So becoming very diligent in taking small steps outside of what you are currently operating within, allow things in your world to be perceived differently, because as you shift your identity in small ways, the magnetics change to bring in the equal of that, which is the higher vibrational aspects of what your record holds. It's already there. Your identity is only allowing you to tune into a small portion of what has been created, because there is much more. So our biggest desire for you is that you see that nothing is stagnant here. This becomes a thought process that we see most catastrophic, that your experience here is very stagnant and it is unchangeable. We know, in fact, that in each moment, the ability to vibrationally change that experience is highly possible, mm-hmm. and it comes from within you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Yeah, thank you. And that's a message for everybody. You know, that's a wonderful message for everyone. So thank you. Yeah. Whew. Yep. all right, so we're going to go to phone number ending in 4336. 4336. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, Michaela. It's Elena Starbuck. I just love you.
Oh, you're just wonderful. I love you too. You made my day.
Anyway, I felt very joyous and right in the middle of the month, you know, starting yesterday, really, I just kind of feel like I'm in a void, and I feel really mm-hmm. confused, and I don't know how to explain it, because I've been kind of flying high for a little bit there. And so any advice, please?
The Pleiadians, absolutely, the Pleiadians come in for this, and they want to give you two very significant messages about the way that you're feeling. And first, they want you to recognize that we've had some very intense lunar energies here in the last cycle. And there was a very distinct purpose for these lunar energies. They came to bring karma to the surface. And the reason for that is a lot of that energy, that karma that we've experienced in the timelines that we've created, we've come to the realization that we no longer vibrate with them, but in some way we've been holding on very tightly to them. And so there's been a massive release at the singular level of karmic energy. And there are so many who are extra sensitive on the planet who felt that energy from the collective, but of course we're also experiencing it in some way within our own frequency. So be kind to yourself as you integrate these lunar energies, because these especially have been very intense for that purpose. They've allowed us to do some final clearing, some final realizations of the self. And there have been many experiences in the collective energy in response. When you have karmic energies that come through your singular experience, they, of course, are going to create chaos in some way. They have to vibrate into that hologram of the collective experience. So we want to give you some advice about that. First, we want you to recognize what truly is your own and what truly is coming from others, because you as an extra sensitive being have the ability to transmute for others what is taking place on the planet. And when those energies aren't serving you, develop a practice, perhaps a meditation, or especially in connection with the earth, because Gaia is here to support you in this time. She has come in as a multidimensional portal to help pull some of that karma through and away, you know, into the galactic universe. And that karma, as we perceive it, is bad. It's an energy that is expansive. It's served. It's used elsewhere. So connect with Mother Earth, ground with Mother Earth. In meditation, ask your guides to come in and support the release of any energy that is not served by you or no longer has a very prominent role in your evolution. And that will help you to to raise the dimension on your experience. But beyond that, what we want to say is within you, there's also an energetic shift taking place. And this void that you feel has a lot to do with this new energy that Mother Earth has come to recognize. Everyone's been responding to this differently. In other words, you are all unique energetic beings. And as Mother Gaia has been raising her frequency, some have been feeling the devastation, the chaos, the shifts, the quick energy that's been taking place. And others who transcended through specific codes have been riding that wave of energy in a higher vibrational way. It's been catapulting them into bliss and love and passion. And what we see most is that when she, in this recent timeline, came to what we would say a leveling off, it's caused within you a chain of events. Because if you were riding high on that wave, that tidal wave of bliss, you had to also adjust to what happened here. Or if you were at a point in your life where things were feeling chaotic and difficult, that adjustment came too. What we want you to take comfort in is the fact that this space in particular, although it is difficult and experienced in different ways by everyone, is truly the opening of a new timeline. And that timeline is not only collective, it's the opportunity for you to find your niche, per se, to find your place in that collective reality. So what we want to conclude with is that this will change. This feeling that you have will change. The most important thing is not to judge in the moment that there's something that you've done wrong or there's something that you need to change about yourself. The more you come to peace with the way that you're feeling and the more you accept what you're feeling, the more information you'll receive. And we also advise you to be in deep communication with your soul during this time. It is so open and available to you in connection with the higher self and what these Mother Earth frequencies have brought to us. So use it as a healing opportunity. Use it as an integrative space, and it will serve you well.
Oh, thank you. Namaste, Michaela.
No, namaste. You're
welcome. Thank you, Lena. And again, you know, it really is, it really comes down to sometimes you have to take the time to just be and not judge what's going on, you know. You know,
yeah.
We tend to always make ourselves wrong and think that we've done something wrong. But, you know, most often than not, it's not. It's nothing like that at all. It's just an integration period sometimes, right?
I agree. And, I, you know, honestly, I'm the same way. I like to keep moving. I don't like to sit still. And I think we're meant to sit still. It's hard, you know. It's hard. But I think it's valuable. And I've been really trying to do that more lately, just being okay with everything that is in the moment. I always want to grow. I always want to expand. And what I've come to realize is that growth and that expansion, it requires a rest period, right, in order to flow again. And that's where I think we are. And we have to come to terms with that. And it can be fun, you know. It can be good to rest.
It can be good. And we need it. Our bodies need it. Our emotional bodies need it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Agreed. We've been through a lot. But, you know, remember, especially those of us who are very sensitive healers, who I know there's a lot of people on the call, we've been feeling so much in the last year from everybody, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's catapulted our experience that much more. So we truly are clearing right now through these lunar energies a lot of what that density is. And some of it doesn't belong to us. You know, we're here to transmute it. We're here to accept it. But we took on a lot, and we did a lot. We changed a lot. And we're moving again. We will move again. But now is not the time. It's the time to rest. It's the time to integrate. It's time to pat yourself on the back a little bit, you know. How often do we do that? How often do we
not,
do that in our last
not
year?
Often.
So, yeah, look how far we've come, right? Look how far we've come. And, you know, there's been a lot of things that have happened, but those things have served me. They've served others. And I've grown. And,
absolutely. Yeah, we tend to forget that. So I have a question from Rose about collective energies. And she's asking, can you explain what you mean when you say that we need to connect more with the collective energy now. She says there's so much grief and anguish right now, none of us wants to tap into more of that. How can we be in a vibration of creating something new instead of feeling authentically what's happening to us now? That seems a bit abstract for many of us now who are experiencing physical, emotional, mental pain of our own and from the collective.
Yes, the Palladians come back in for this, and they want to explain the collective energy definition first and then get into the rest of the question, because when we speak of collective energies, what you must know is that you have become so limited in your perspective. You have come here as a human being incarnate, and that human being incarnate was never meant to operate in such singularity and separation, but that has been what has happened here. You've been taken in your energy and your vibration into a very singular type of experience. And you perceive into the collective and you see what is happening there from another perspective as well. And we ask you now, what modalities, what radio stations are you tuning into to view this collective experience? Because although we know there are many things that take place here on your collective's planet that are not pleasing you, we also, from our vantage point, have realized that the things that are on your planet that are the most pleasing to you are the ones that are the least announced. And this ties into the vibration you've been operating in. It's a density that doesn't serve you. It's a density that is taking you outside of your connection to Source Creator. So when we speak about a collective energy, you were born of that. When the human consciousness, the human race was created, it was not created in singularity only. It was created to function in tune and in touch, not only with other human beings, but with the galactic universe. You see, the dimension that you are in, it is not limited to your access. Mm-hmm. You have access into all dimensions. They exist within this current time-space reality. So when we speak of perceiving into your collective, what we see is that you have a very narrow view into that collective. Because if these dimensions are all available to you, and if there are things that are already happening on your planet that we see equal to those dimensions, you must consider those as well in order to have a balanced perspective. So to get to your question about how is it that I am meant to function in a collective energy that is so painful, that is so difficult, what we would say is you begin to change your perspective into the things that exist here that are already moving in the direction you wish to go. And if you can't find those, you become the creator of those within your own experience, because you can accept this view of your collective as you see it, as painful, as difficult, as restrictive, or you can choose to operate outside of that with the awareness that it exists and create something in response that activates within you a new perspective. So in other words, creating something in your own life that is harmonious, that is beautiful, that is loving, is the way that you will begin to also perceive into the things that are already existing on your planet that are the same. Because we believe that there are communities, there are teachings, there are technologies that are harmonious. You have come a long way, have you not, as a physical consciousness? So many of you have opened your minds and your hearts and your perspective to new forms of teaching, and you've evolved your soul. But you look into the collective and you choose the things that are most negative. You choose to associate with those things that are most negative that reflect as the cosmic mirror into your own experience and cause you to limit yourself, restricting your energy field to others. And this is what has kept you in singularity. You see, when we talk about a galactic or a collective energy, it doesn't mean that you protect yourself from others. It's not that bubble of light that you think it is, because that bubble of light is actually not serving you. When you begin to embrace each other, when you begin to operate from compassion, when you begin to accept that there are things good in the world and you see those things and you are holding on to them and being grateful for them and acknowledging them, and then you are using them as a platform to create the same in your own life, that is when your life truly shifts. And there are many on your planet that are already operating in that fashion. They already have an experience of beauty in a collective energy that has ugly things taking place. And the reason for that is they're making a conscious choice. That conscious choice is to create something new in their own experience, and that conscious choice is to allow that collective and creative energy to flow through them, affecting all others.
Yes. Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yeah.
You're welcome.
I'm so glad that Rose asked that question, you know, for that clarification about the collective energy.
I am too.
Yeah, so much more is available to us than we think. And just one last question, I don't know who it's from, but is there a timeline for the collective karma clearing as an empath? Is there a timeline for the collective karma clearing as an empath? What's that even mean?
Yes. Okay, so I know, I understand the question, and actually the Council of Light comes in to answer that question. And they want to talk about time, because we know that human beings often resort to linear time, and they want to know, you know, when mm-hmm. is the beginning and stopping point of a certain transition. But what we have to help you to realize is that there really truly is no time, that you are vibrational beings and you are the ones that are creating time. So in other words, the way that you choose to accept what is taking place here on the planet, the way that you choose to work with that vibration and those experiences becomes the time in which the transition takes place. But what we can say is we're always looking at frequency and potential timelines that you are creating based on your collective energies. And we would say that in the course of the next 2 months, there is going to be more of a collective release than there ever has before. You're walking into a time on your planet of revolution, a time in which there is going to be more disruptive and disharmonious energies within the collective than ever before. And the reason for that is it was time for transition. You asked for this change. And there is no change that doesn't first come from some form of chaos in order to reorganize itself. So again, the more that you tune into what is truly taking place here, the more you assist that time of the timeline to become expedited in other words. Mm-hmm. The measurement that we see is only an estimate based on the way that you currently are vibrating, but you have free will here. There is no overseeing being that is determining the time, the exact time of a transition. You are the ones that are asking for it, and you are the ones that are experiencing it, so you are the ones that are creating it.
Hmm. Yes, and we hear this all the time, that we are creating our reality. We're, you know, everything, right? That's happening in our present.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's frustrating, right? I know in some of my readings, people want to say, well, when is this time going to be over for me? And the guys can give an estimate. They will come in, and sometimes they'll say, you know, in a few months or in a couple of years, but they're always cautious, because they say, you know, you're a vibrational being and you have free will. So your record isn't concrete. You always wanted to have a choice. And so the way you operate in any experience is what is the catalyst for the time in which, or the length in which it will take, right? Mm-hmm. Yes, we're meant to sometimes be there longer, or we make choices that keep us there longer. So it's the same in our collective experience.
It's our choice. Yeah. Okay, we're going to take one last quick phone call, because I know we're getting late. So phone number ending in 5869.
Hello.
Okay. Hi,
Shefali. It's Shafin here.
Hi, Shafin.
Hi, how's it going?
Hi.
Good. You had a question for Michaela?
I do, Michaela. Wow, what a trip it's been.
I take that as a good thing. That's a good trip, right?
Yeah, definitely. And it's you know, like, definitely all the emotional triggers and everything are unwinding, so that the being can be liberated and freer. And as an actor, I'm definitely getting more fearless out there. I just have this very strange question about timeline. I keep getting stuck with the same human being time and time again, and everything falls badly around me, and I end up living with him again, and I almost fall into this caretaker role, and then jobs show up from like 2005 when everything else has collapsed. Like I'm on some really bizarre reverse. Like, I walk down the street and I'll see people from years ago who want to reconnect. Do you know what I mean?
I do know what you mean, and actually, this can be a good thing. So I know sometimes it feels, so I think there's two different issues you have going on here, right? You obviously have a timeline that you're replaying. You have a timeline you're replaying. So we can go back into the first example I gave about smoking, right?
Yeah.
The timeline with the relationship is the same as the timeline of smoking. There's something there that's going on that you're repeating from history that you have to repeat because you're meant to raise the dimension of the experience. So we could get into this in a lot of detail in session, and the guides would give you some very specific information about, you know, what those past experiences were and, you know, perhaps the way you're supposed to acknowledge a different approach. But what I would say is really pay attention to the things that are rubbing you most about this experience. You know, we always go to the emotional body and what's not resolved there within you, because we're a holographic mirror to our experience. And when we don't resolve something that we're feeling or that we're meant to say or we're meant to heal, it's going to show up for us again in another form. So that's a very loud acknowledgement from the universe that there's something within you that's meant to change, right?
So I've been working on this pattern of being powerless for so long, right? Which stems from being very young and not being in charge of my own choices. And then allowing others to sort of dictate my path, right? And then getting caught up in the emotional drama and retaliating and then recreating that cycle. Make sense?
And the guys will often go straight to the inner child. So they'll go straight to the inner child, because remember how they talked about our identity. I mean, imagine all of those things that form our identity from past.
Right.
And we've experienced a lot of things here in childhood. And you know what? We have fears and things that come up in our structure from things we experienced outside of this incarnation. You know, you could have had very traumatic experiences outside of this
incarnation. Can you give me any insight on something that they might say that could really, I have done so much inner child work, so much emotional healing. I'm a healer myself. Mm-hmm. I've helped this human being that I'm living with, helped him identify his triggers. Is there anything that the guides can help me with to really accelerate a new timeline so I can move into a state of freedom, abundance?
Yeah. You seem to be choosing relationships that perhaps are not equaling your energy. So in other words, you're a caregiver, and the guides want you to acknowledge that we never have anything in our physical experience that isn't some way related to the work that we're here to do in the world. So I would venture to say that the way that this relationship shows up for you has some kind of intricate tie to how you're here to heal, right? Because our most prominent experiences, they show us, but we're here to help others through them in some way. But they turn it back on you. You know, you're the eternal caregiver, and you keep manifesting these relationships that take that energy from you, but they're not returning it, right? It's not coming back in replenishment. And the reason for that is you have to be that first, you know? I think you're truly being called, and I know you've done a lot of work on the inner child and things, but the guides want you to look at a couple of areas. First, any ties that you have to programs, because sometimes we see that we're supposed to operate in a certain way. You know, we're told that we're supposed to operate in a certain way, and we acknowledge that in our childhood, and it becomes like a sacral energy. It becomes a safety issue in us, a fear issue in us. And I think that you're repeating a pattern based on some type of program that you're running. So the way we step out of those programs is we begin to acknowledge that within us, there is something that we have to identify and we have to change in order to attract something new. So I just see a lot, they bring in a lot of self-care for you, because here you are choosing these relationships that turn into, you know, you giving 100% and you not receiving. It's an imbalance. Like, the scales are imbalanced, right? And we want to pick that apart. You know, we want to, the same way we want to pick apart the smoking or anything else. But what we often just truly have to do is step outside of that energy and give ourselves the nourishment, the replenishment of the energy we need, the love that we need, the compassion that we need to equal that next phase. But beyond that, what I want to say is that in any soul contract that we have, so when we have a soul contract with another, there's two parts to that contract. You know, we're here to understand and receive something, and they're also on the other end of that contract with something unique that they bring and that they receive. So sometimes when these things linger on, it's not just about us, right? It's also about the other person having an acknowledgement or something that they're receiving from the experience. And I see that being a really significant part of what's going on here. You know, this relationship that you're talking about in particular, to me, it's almost like a very important soul energy for you that the guides are showing me repeats over and over again. You know, it's like a soulmate relationship. Sometimes they show me images that are really funny. You know, it's like shining the apple. You know, sometimes we have to take that washcloth and shine up the apple so it glows, and then we see it differently. You know, we can bite into it. It looks more appealing to us. You know, that's what these soul partnerships come to do. And when we're replaying them, it means that there's something in us we're needing to shine. You know, we're shining up the inner connection to whatever that may be its source for you, but. But the inner child still, you know, I know you've done a lot of work there. I think that this goes beyond this planet for you because they take that cord and they run it into galactic history. So it would be interesting to explore that in detail, to understand why you came and why you're having this experience. I truly think it's intertwined with your imprint, right? The way that you're meant to do your healing work. And I think that that's shifting right now. So I'm not sure what you do or if anything's changing in what you do, but I think that when this relationship changes, you're going to catapult your work into something new. It's almost like a light bulb going off where the information comes in and things start to shake up in your world. And it has a lot to do with our connection of the emotional body, but it has also to do with these various galactic timelines that we have running, as well as you're a dimension worker, you know, that's what they tell me about you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like these levels of dimension that the way they show it is like a ladder of here you are on this ladder of dimension kind of going up and down really fast into these different arenas for what people need. And, you know, you're doing that for yourself right now with this relationship, right? Sometimes we're meant to experience these things for ourselves because the people that are coming to us, they're going to raise the bar, right? Things are going to raise the bar here on what we need to heal. And I think it ties into this whole message today, and I don't think there was any – sorry, I'm talking really fast because I want to get this out. I don't think there's any mistake that you came to this message today about galactic history and the collective experience, because I think it's tied into the relationship that you're replaying, and I think it's tied into your work, and I think it's about to shift. So pay close attention to all of those things, and I think you will have more answers about how to deal with that. Yeah.
Wow. That was huge. Just what do you mean by shining the apple? I don't understand that phrase.
Well, sometimes we're improving ourselves, right? Like the apple has got that film on it, and we wash it and we shine it up.
Yeah.
And it looks
like polishing.
You know, look more appealing. Polishing. Yeah. Thank you. That was the word I was looking for. Polishing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Polishing the apple. That's kind of what you're doing here.
And you're the apple.
It's a soul thing. It's a soul connection, but it goes beyond, you know, this so goes into what we also talked about with our soul experience, right? We have these soul experiences that are so tied into our imprint here. And when we have them, they bring us to more information so we can do our work differently. And I truly believe that your story is so important, and that's the biggest mistake that lightworkers and healers make is they don't integrate their story, their personal experience with what they're doing in their work. And now's the time more than ever to see that, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that's why you're coming to this information.
Oh, that's wonderful. Awesome. Thank you so much. Blessings to both of you.
Thank you, I really appreciate
the time.
And
the answer. And Michaela, I'll definitely come and see you at some point.
Awesome. Yeah. I look forward to seeing
you. Both of you.
Thank you, Shafin.
Thank you.
Bye. Blessings.
Bye.
Wow, great question. And it's like, oh my goodness, the all of the stuff that came through, talking about the inner child, talking about the soul contracts, talking about, you know, the soul connections and different experiences, like, whew, you know, it's I know we can all resonate with that and relate with that in some way. You know, the information that you just gave for Shafin is not just for Shafin. It's also for all of us as well, you know? So thank you.
Exactly. Yes. Oh, you're welcome. It's my pleasure.
Yeah. Wow. And there was just so much. I think Shafin is going to have to go back and listen to the replay because there was just so much information that was coming through you for him. And I know it wasn't meant just for him, but for all of us at the same time. Wow, thank you. I'm just like overflowing with just so much information and so many new energies. And, you know, I'm feeling much more inspired and empowered for myself, you know, for the future and what the future is going to bring for all of us. And there are so many different possibilities. But yes, it's also about taking the time to integrate, taking the time to rest, taking the time for self-care. That we tend not to do sometimes, right? And sometimes we are forced to, but, you know, if we can do that more proactively and find the joy where we are right now in every moment or as many moments as possible, I think it's going to help us to really tap into the energies and information that's coming through now for us so that we can really be, you know, more of our sovereign being that we are, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, I think it's so important and it's a challenge, you know, we're in a challenging time right now and we just came through a lot. So we have to sit and breathe. It's time to breathe and integrate and be, and that can be a good space too, you know?
Absolutely. And so while you are integrating, while you are taking time, taking the space, you can check out Michaela's special offer. And there's two packages, package A and package B. And I was going through the videos just briefly because I was making sure everything was working. And, you know, there's some really amazing wisdom content and the activations and the processes that are going to help us to really integrate with more ease, right? Because we are going through this transition right now. And so these videos and this information and energy that are going to help us to really integrate better, you know, and give us even, I think, more clarity and just more get us on the right path for 2017, right?
Yeah, I love this class. And even though it's geared towards the physical body, I've learned so much about the way we create because the information in this course, although you can use it specifically for the physical body, it truly is more about your physical experience, right? Because they talk so much about manifestation and the way that whole creative platform is built. And it's a beautiful, beautiful course. It's very loving, too. The Atlanteans are such incredible, loving beings, and it was just my honor and pleasure to work with them in this course. So, yeah, I'm getting incredible feedback, and I'm loving it myself. I'm the observer. I get to be the observer as the information comes in, and it's mm-hmm. just really interesting and fabulous. And the codes are incredible, so I'm excited about these codes, these graphic codes. They're given in the activations for us to envision in our different practice and meditation, and then I'm actually designing them and sending them out as well. So that is the most exciting thing for me. I love, love, love the codes. Yeah.
Beautiful. Yeah, well, I've seen one of them, and it's like, oh, this is interesting. Nice. Please do take a look at that. Like I said, that's available at awakentohappinessnow.com/Michaela11. And I just want to thank you all for being on the call with us, you know, co-creating the space for all of your questions. I know we didn't get to everybody, you know, but the questions that we did get to were amazing and so much information and wisdom came through that is going to help all of us, you know. So please do go back and listen, you know, again, and just realize that this is a time for us to have more greater compassion for ourselves, for where we are right now. And then, you know, if we want to create something new and different that brings us joy, you know, that makes us feel good. And, you know, more than anything, just take the time right now to integrate because we have been through a lot, especially this past year. And, you know, we've come this far, you know, and give yourself a pat on the back, which I know I don't do very often. So, you know, thank you for that reminder, Michaela. And I want to thank you, mm-hmm. you know, your guides that came through for us as well. So thank you for their energies, their love and their information and guidance. I really appreciate you and them and everybody on the call.
I do too. Thank you. I'm very grateful. Very grateful to be in that position. So, thank you.
Yes. Thank you, everyone. I love you, and I will see you again soon. So until then, continue to live your life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Bye for now.